What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking A, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up!
Good morning! We're awake.
How's everybody doing?
I'm awake.
I'm up.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
We are going to talk about Pokemon stuff this week.
Yeah.
Obviously, Worlds is right around the corner, so we got a little bit of Worlds news. Scarlet and Violet, video game news, anime, TCG stuff with Obsidian Flames Ruler of the Black Flame. All that and more. We're going to talk about it all, discuss it all this week on the Shadowless Podcast. But there's something really important about this week.
Yes.
Something really, really important about this week is that this is the last Shadowless Podcast episode before we head to Japan.
Whoa.
Next week.
Here we what? Go. I'm ready, spaghetti. I got all my bags packed already. But all ready to go.
There you go.
Fully packed.
It's happening.
Fully
it's
packed.
Happening.
It's
the
happening.
Shadowless Podcast is heading to Japan. So you're going to get the next 3 weeks, you're going to get episodes from Japan of us traveling through Japan. And you're going to get an episode from the Pokemon World Championships in Yokohama as well. And so we want to give a big thank you to the Pokemon Company International for providing all three of our creator badges to the Pokemon World Championships, and then taking care of our accommodations for myself and Danny as well. So it's going to be there, or we're going to be there. It's going to be there, but we're going to be there as well.
Yes, things are going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
We're going to be there.
But it's happening. It's happening.
Are you guys mentally prepared? So I heard it's going to be like roughly 80 to 90 degrees and humid. Are you ready for the sweaty?
You know, I bought specific shorts just for
shorts.
It.
I had to go
buy shorts.
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now. You tell me what you guys think.
You got the shorts on?
Yeah, I bought jogger shorts.
Are you going for jogs?
Yeah, look at this.
Taking for a spin.
You can see these.
Whoa. Oh, those are nice.
Look at those kneecaps.
Above the
pockets zip up. Look at this. You see the zip action?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a link. Where'd you get those?
Yeah. Where'd you get those zippers?
Oh, these are from Hollister.
Oh. And they look like a nice material. And what I like about those shorts that sometimes they don't have is like shorts I've noticed like toward the bottom of like the thigh part, they'll like flare out sometimes.
Yeah.
And they'll
yeah.
be like really awkward looking. Cause you're like, why are my pants shaped weird? But those ones like hug your legs nice. Like they're like a comfortable shape.
I would highly recommend them. They come in a few different colors. I bought every single color they had. they come in a dark green, a gray. This one's black, and I think there's a navy one as well. But
I'm literally going to see if we have a Hollister in LA. I feel like we would. It seems like a Los Angeles kind of vibe. Like,
well, yeah, there's Hollister's Cali. From California,
yeah,
so
like
I would hope so.
Stuff.
Let me see. But they're called joggers, so I would highly recommend it. And you know what? If you got the same ones and we could match, that would be pretty sweet.
That would be hilarious. That'd
be pretty sweet.
There is. There's a couple of Hollister Co's here. This is a bunch. There's a lot. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm ready. I'm telling myself, I'm like, I got to start. I don't wear shorts. I was like, I got to start wearing shorts.
You're
going to
have
miserable.
To over there.
Yeah. It's going to be too hot. So I'm like trying to mentally prepare for that. I'm just in general kind of a warm person.
Now I'm going to wear these multiple times throughout the weeks. Is that you're not going to judge me for that, are you?
No, that's fine. Pants you can wear multiple times as long as you're not sweaty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I can't guarantee I might be able to wash them, and I might get sweaty, but I might have to wear them again. You know, I'm bringing
down.
Limited clothes options.
Wear just one pair of pants the entire trip.
That's the plan. I'm bringing one pair of pants and one shirt.
By the end of it, you're just like, you have like literal like stink lines coming off of you. Like, this guy. Anyway.
And it's going to be a white shirt so you can see the pit stains.
Oh, God.
The Twirl Cargo jogger shorts?
We're like literally looking this up live.
Oh, you know what? Let's look it up together.
I see the zippers on these ones. Does yours have a belt loop or no? Is it strings?
No belt loop. It is string.
Okay, this might be the same pair. That's not a bad price right now.
I would highly recommend it.
Are they the 5-inchers? I was going to say, I see the one.
It says 7 on this one.
I would get the 5s because those you get the nice thigh showing a little bit, you know?
These come above the knee.
These show above the knee as well.
So let me.
We should all get the same outfit. Can we get the same, literally the same outfit, and wear it one day?
Dude, I'm down.
This would be amazing. Down. Oh my gosh! Yeah, we should.
Okay, I'm trying to find these here. Is it the twill ones?
Twill, or
is it
different?
No, I don't think it's the twill ones.
Oh. It's not the twill.
Unreal. Well, we'll find them soon enough. I'm going shopping later this week. I'm very excited. Got to finish up that last little part.
Okay.
And then we'll be ready to go. Three episodes strong in Japan.
Yeah, it's happening.
I can't wait. Now we're all distracted by shorts.
Are you prepared?
Mentally, yes. I'm excited to try the wide variety of food as well. I'm a big food person.
Yes.
You catch me just inhaling food.
No wonder you like Kirby so much.
Yeah, no, straight up. I feel like I am Kirby. Like, just, yeah, with the food. Just, and so when we go to Japan, when we went to London, let me backtrack a little bit. When we went to London.
Right.
A little bit underwhelmed by the cuisine.
Oh, when it came to the food?
Specifically by the cuisine. Like, the rest of it was great. I had an awesome trip. The food was not, it wasn't there. But
you weren't like, yes, beans for breakfast.
Yeah, beans and toast or whatever. Like, I ain't down with that. I got this salad one time and they like massacred. I don't know how they messed up the salad, but it was like one of the worst salads I've ever had in my life.
I think you stopped eating it.
No,
if I remember correctly.
I did. Yeah. I was like, I can't even finish eating this. We got a link for the shorts.
Yeah, I linked you guys up.
It is Twill cargo joggers. You got the cargos.
Yeah, because you get that extra pocket right down there. Yeah, you want that extra pocket for your, you know, extra stuff.
Yeah,
right? I hate when they just go by like the small, medium, large type scale when instead of like the waist size.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. That's tough.
They are stretchy. I will give you that. I'll let you know that they are stretchy. So that helped me out for sure. Uh-oh, hang on. I think I locked Marie out of the house. I'll be right back.
All right, this is, welcome back to the Danny and Jordan
Cash
special.
What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, Danny?
Well, I wasn't going to bring up the shirt you're wearing, but at some point we do need to discuss this.
Oh, this
maybe,
shirt?
Maybe when Nate's back we can discuss this.
Oh, okay.
Because I made eye contact with your shirt.
Oh, that's... well...
For obvious reasons, because there's a face on it.
I just found that shirt.
Nate, did you see the shirt Jordan's got on?
What?
Do you see what's on his shirt?
I thought we agreed that was a shiny vanillite.
It's not shiny vanillite. It literally said, does it say I want a sweet? What does that say on it?
Oh, I think it does say I want a...
I want a sweet. That's convenient.
I hate this so much.
Danny, you gonna get any sweet
sweets
while we're in Japan?
I'm gonna get so many sweet sweets in Japan. I'm already planning. Like,
I know what's gonna happen is we're gonna be walking down the sidewalk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna pass like some sort of sweet treat place,
mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna stop and you'll be like, "Hey guys, can we get a sweet real fast?
I kind of wonder what a sweet. Can I get a sweet?"
You're going to get hangry at one point, and the only thing that's going to fix it is a sweet.
No, sweet. I hate this so much. I would never say I want a sweet, for the record. I feel like I could at some point be like, oh, I could go for a little sweet treat, but I would say it like that. I wouldn't go, I want a sweet.
Don't judge me!
Anyway, since Ari randomly one day designed I want a sweet merch just because she thought it was funny. And multiple people bought the sweet merch. And I think that is hilarious.
Because here's the thing. Literally every person that we have asked, would you say this? Every single person did not even hesitate and was like, oh yeah, 100% you would say something like that.
And guess what? You're saying it.
Now it's you're actually saying it right caught now. On. Because I think the other day I was like, hey, do you want a little sweet? And I was like, oh no. Oh, no. I caught myself. I was getting like a little ice cream out of the freezer. I'm like, hey, you want a little sweet? Aww.
I usually keep my ice cream in the fridge too.
Hey, nice little, it's like ice cream soup.
Good soup. Yeah, like it's still cold.
Good soup.
Okay. What kind of ice cream was that?
Vanilla, but I put a little matcha powder on top. easier to chew. Is that what you said? Why'd you say that?
What do you mean?
Why would it be easier to chew?
Sometimes it's a little too cold when it's in the freezer.
It's ice cream. You don't chew it.
Oh. Hey, did anybody do anything interesting over the weekend?
Danny?
Anything. Just anything interesting.
You know, now... Maybe
out of the ordinary or something.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I had the most lazy weekend of all time. Oh, my dad randomly came to visit. My dad called me. And he's like, hey, are you busy later? And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm at my brother's, and I was just going to stop by if you wanted to get dinner. And then my dad came over, and then afterwards he was like, hey, actually, can I stay here for the night? Because I don't want to drive in the dark. And I was like, okay.
It's the only reason he got a hold of me.
Yeah, I imagine. He's like, I just want to drive in the dark.
So, okay, where does everyone sleep in this situation? All right, so I have this. You want this part of the couch?
He got the air mattress. Part of the... I already had the air mattress blown up from when my friends came to visit.
That's the thing. When you go and sleep at Danny's crib,
yeah,
you don't get the couch. Nobody gets the couch.
No, I got the couch. He got the air mattress. But let me tell you, I forgot. I didn't forget. My dad was like, oh, yeah, I got these new nose strips, so I don't really snore as much anymore, you know? He snores. This man, he be snoring. Yeah. He be breathing in his sleep. And
I mean, that's where you got it from.
Yeah, I don't snore. I don't snore.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, we'll find out in Japan. And he still snores, dude. He was like, I got the nose strips. It's not bad. I couldn't even get it. I got my Pokemon Sleep app, and I'm like, man, it says I got like 4 hours of sleep because I just it was just all snores.
You want to know how much sleep I got last night according to the Pokemon Sleep app?
How much?
2 hours and 12 minutes.
Did how much you got?
Yep.
Well, you need to get more than that.
I feel like everyone who's like, every day online, they're like, oh, look at all the new Pokemon I have. I slept 7 to 8 hours. And I'm like, I'm barely getting any points. I'm sleeping like 2 to 4 hours a night. This is not fun.
Your Pokemon are like passing out. They're like, Jordan, please get rest.
I'm leveling up so slowly.
Yeah, that one. I think I've only gotten like the max sleep. I think it's like 7.5 hours it maxes out. Or maybe it's 8.5. 8.5 hours.
I think it's
it maxes
8.5.
Out.
Yeah.
I only got that one time, and then the rest of them, I'm like, man, I just don't know if people get this much sleep. Like,
yeah, I got the max one time, and then all the rest of the times it was like, there was even one time that I was like, I know I got more sleep than this.
Yeah.
I calculated it, and it was like, you only got 4 hours of sleep, and it's like, I know I got six.
Yeah, you liars. That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, I feel like maybe over time, I'm sure there'll be like actual like upgrades to make it more accurate. To specific, yeah, how much you're actually.
You know, I will say, well, let's just go down the sleep rabbit hole here for a second here. Okay, let's forget about what we did over the weekend. Let's talk about Pokemon Sleep. Okay.
Okay.
Because I will say one of my biggest complaints with Pokemon Sleep is that you can't use anything else on the phone
while you're Pokemon sleeping.
So, like, you can't turn on, like, maybe you like to listen to a little bit of soft music when you go to sleep, right, on your phone. Or you like to listen to, like, the noise stuff that helps you out.
The white noise thing.
You know what? I didn't even think
about that.
You know what?
You can't use any of that.
You know what makes you allow you to do that?
Pokemon Go Plus.
But I'm saying, like, not everybody has that, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Shell
so
out those $55.
Yeah, it is $55, but for the average consumer, the average consumer that is just, like, downloading this and, like, you can't use your phone for anything. Because I wanted to turn on a little bit of music to kind of fall back asleep the other night, and I was like, oh, man, I can't do it because the app won't let me.
Unless you're, like... airplaying it or whatever to your TV or something. Like, if you've got something like that, then I guess you could, but that kind of, it's not on your phone anymore. Like, it's that's an interesting thing. I thought that was weird that you needed to leave your phone on, because I'm like, man, this thing, like, I don't know if this is affecting like the battery life of the phone overall and like that kind of stuff. That was like a consideration. I was like, but maybe that's why they want you to get the plus as well.
I mean, that could be
You turn your phone off?
No.
No, you just, like, close.
No, before you're playing this, like, you used to turn your phone off.
No, like, what Pokemon Go or Pokemon Sleep says is to leave your phone on. Like, don't lock it. And it, like, stays on. Like, it doesn't, like, go to sleep, yeah, you lay it stays face down. On. Yeah, it the screen dims. Yeah, so it like dims the screen, but the app is still like open. I also tried the alarm one time and it didn't go off, and then I was like late. Like my day started like 2 hours late, and I was like, oh.
Well. Is that why you were late for stream?
Probably. Oh no, that time was weird. I straight up, I thought I woke up and I snoozed my alarm and I overslept an hour and a half and I had to start my live stream late. That did happen. But that was even after the Pokemon Go or Pokemon Sleep fiasco.
I'm still trying to figure, like, I'm enjoying Pokemon Sleep, but I'm trying to figure out how invested I am in this.
I'm actually really enjoying it. Oh my gosh. I already bought some.
I don't know
some,
what I'm really doing. No, I'm enjoying biscuits.
It. I think it's fun.
I just don't know
what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, berries. Here's a dinner time store. And then that's, I don't know what else I'm really doing.
Have you gotten access to the cooking yet?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what point, because they give you a tutorial on it, and then I went to go use it, and it's still locked. I don't know if it's like a certain level you unlock the cooking pot.
But you're still making meals every day though, right?
Yeah, you're still able to make meals when it's like dinner time. Like it'll like prompt you to make a meal, but other than that you cannot use the pot.
Oh, I haven't been doing that.
Oh, so I just figured out doing that last.
You click on Snorlax. So you tap Snorlax and then it opens up.
What?
And then you can make a meal. Yeah, which that makes no sense because it cooks it in a pot. But if you click the pot, it says the feature is unavailable.
What the heck, dude? I never knew that because I like sold some of my ingredients because they maxed out in my bag. I don't know if you had that happen.
No, because like, I've been cooking stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know. So I like sold some of my ingredients because I was like, dude, I don't have the pot yet and my bag is full. So I'm just like wasting my resources here because I can't pick any more up. So
yeah, so that's what you got to do.
What the heck? Oh, yeah, look at this. It's time for lunch.
Yeah.
Cooking. This is so funny. Well, I'm glad we talked about it. Let me choose a recipe real quick. Oh my gosh. Go. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to do auto cook because I'm going to get a new recipe, hopefully.
Yeah, it's interesting to like figure out like what's the overall goal of Pokemon Sleep? Is it to collect all the Pokemon or is it a different goal?
Collect all the sleeping styles?
I mean,
fancy apple juice.
It would be.
I don't know if that's a meal.
Yeah, I don't even. I just chose a bunch of ingredients. I think the goal, there's a couple key ones, right? The rank, like the literal rank that you are. I think if you want to get that to the highest it could be, and then complete the live like the decks with like every Pokemon has like three or four different sleeping styles. So to complete the Pokédex of all of those, I feel like would be the Pokemon Master status thing to do.
Yeah, I would agree. I feel like completing the Pokédex is the goal.
Yeah, but I think on top of that, like trying to just reach the high. I don't know if there's like a maximum rank, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Like the level 50 in Pokemon Go or whatever. For me, I'm going to try to catch as many Pokemon.
I wonder if they'll be able to do like events. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you go to whatever, let's say, GameStop, right? And you get a certain Pokemon for Scarlet or Violet. I wonder if they'll be able to do something like this with Sleep to where there's a special Pokemon, but you have to be at an event somewhere.
You go to the Hyatt Regency and you get a special Pokemon.
Yeah, like, what if they collaborate with, like, Hilton Hotels?
That's, like, totally a thing they could do, too, I feel like. Just get a special code or, like, a special thing, like, location-based thing on their internet or something. Wow.
I wonder if they'll do something for Worlds this year.
I'm going to be sleeping every night, probably.
Competitive Pokemon sleeping.
Now that I
asked them if that was going to be a thing, and they said no.
I mean,
Was that the event? They said no.
It's only a matter of time.
Sleeping. One day.
Yeah, someday. Hey, by the way, Nate, caught a Psyduck. My game.
Oh, I got one too.
Oh, did you? You didn't set it as your icon.
The icon changes every day.
What? What are you talking about?
Right?
No, your profile. Yours was blank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can go, if you guys have Pokemon Sleep, just so you know, any Pokemon that you've like befriended or whatever, you get like a badge that you can use as your profile picture for your all 50 friends that you're allowed to have on here.
I
haven't befriended a Psyduck yet, unfortunately.
My main issue is, so, like, there's Pokemon that hang out at, like, the bottom area a lot. and when you have to collect the berries, you can't scroll down further. And these all the buttons are like I have to like squeeze between the buttons to get everything. So, and we need to be able to scroll down a little bit further or not have the Pokemon down there.
I noticed that. The one fix I found is that I don't know if you notice this. If you like swirl your finger around, it just gets all of them at the same time. Like you can basically like paintbrush style just get them all. So if you do that on the bottom one, you can actually get them easier. But I was having the same issue and I was like, why would they design this annoying. Like this?
I've just been zooming in and then getting it that way.
Even if you zoom in, it's like in the way.
Right. Yeah. I got you. I totally understand that. I'm just saying that was kind of like my way of trying to get it was zooming in to like each specific berry.
That was mad weird, but anyway, I'm having a great time playing. I think it like it is like a fun way to like start and end
start the day. yeah
because like absolutely right before bed, even like you're doing all the little things and you're like claiming your rewards and you're getting all the extra stuff and then you go to bed. So it's like, well, yeah, a little start and end, a little sandwich, a little Pokemon.
I will say that like
a few Pokemon so far, I do my sleep.
I do wake up faster because like soon as my alarm goes off to get up, I'm like, ooh, okay, I gotta grab my phone really fast because I want to see what Pokemon I got. So like I'm waking up a lot faster so I can see the Pokemon that I got.
I think they'll hold on to that. As long as there's new Pokemon that are showing up, that excitement will stay. But as soon as, like, I've gotten a couple of repeats already, and I'm like, meh.
Oh, today was my worst day. Today I was so disappointed. So disappointed
like all
the for
same
today.
Pokemon.
It was, literally. Yeah. So this morning I woke up, I got three Pokemon. They were all Caterpies. All three of them were Caterpie.
Were they the same sleep style?
Yep.
No.
three of them.
Either I'm not paying attention or like I don't know. So you get the sleep styles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not the Pokemon, like you get those pictures, but then they're not like in the actual game when you're playing it throughout the day.
Right. You got to befriend them.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I go befriend those Pokemon?
You feed them.
You give
them
the cookies.
Biscuits.
Right. But how do I just get to the biscuit option from the main menu?
Oh, so
am I only allowed to do the biscuit after I see them for the first time?
It's when you're looking at them. So they have, and I've been trying to figure this out too. If you see a Pokemon like again that you didn't catch, I'm wondering if like the level, like if you give it that biscuit that you always get, that's like the three.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah,
the three.
Yeah, it
kind of
like roll over.
Thingies.
It rolls over to
That's what I figured. Because okay, how they have it in their like way that you don't pay for it is you get three. You get one single bonus biscuit that's equivalent to like three levels, experience points or whatever, friend points. I don't know what they actually call it. And most of the Pokemon have like five friend points to befriend it. So you got to use regular Poke biscuits, which end up costing money in the store, like gems or whatever.
That's how I got that's how I befriended Pichu, because Pichu showed up several times and then it carried over the biscuit single time
from the last time. So what I did notice is if you ever get a Pokemon that says hungry above it, have you ever had one of those when you're like going to feed them, it says hungry? If you give them that bonus biscuit, it just maxes it out immediately.
Yeah, which, so originally when I started the game, I thought that was the Pokemon that you had to give the biscuit to.
Because
it happened like the first two or three nights that I played the game, is that I wake up and it would say hungry for every one of those Pokemon, and the camera would pan over to that specific Pokemon, and it would say hungry, so I thought, okay, I have to give the biscuit to that one.
Yeah,
I can't give it to any of the other ones.
Yeah, you can't give it
but
to
you don't
ones.
Have to.
Yeah.
It's just suggesting to give it to that one. I'm like, man, I would have rather given the biscuit to, like, Psyduck, because I didn't give the biscuit to Psyduck because I thought it had to go to the hungry Charmander.
So I think from this morning I got Cubone. Like that was one of like the for the sleep styles, the weepy sleep or whatever it's called.
Yeah, did you read the description on it?
No, because I'm already sad that it's called weepy sleep.
I think I screenshotted that one. Like I was genuinely like, this is, oh my god.
And that's all I want to, that's who I want in my regular party. So I want to give Cubone biscuits. That's it.
Yeah. So you got, wait, so you didn't get the Cubone?
No, I think I gave it a biscuit, but it wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough biscuits.
Yeah, you have to
didn't
find
show
it
up.
Again.
The Dex entry.
Which I think makes it a little too confusing. It's like, okay, you get these Pokemon, but you don't get these Pokemon yet. And
right.
I think that's a little too confusing.
Yeah, I think they didn't, like, the tutorial was there, right? But they didn't, like, make it super obvious that that's how you capture it. Like, you have to, like, this biscuit will get you this much points, and it'll, you have to reach the end of it. You got to max out the points in order to befriend that Pokemon.
Yeah.
Also, after a certain amount, they go to a PC, or, like, a bat your Pokemon box. And I didn't know that. I thought they were all out in the open, and then I was like, where's my Pokemon?
Mm. Interesting.
He's in the box.
Anyone get any shinies yet?
That's what I was getting ready to ask. Yeah.
Because I'm seeing a lot of people getting like double shinies like every night. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I realized
they're also sleeping like 9 hours a night. And I'm like, oh, that's probably why they're getting that good sleep. Yeah, it's not fair. What about the rest of us who can't sleep that long? Think about the insomniacs out there, Pokemon.
Not the insomniacs. Yeah, I feel like, oh my gosh, the Instacart person can't find my apartment. This is drama. I feel like it's like really going based off of like people having like a consistent regular sleeping schedule, which is what they're hoping for. I feel like it's like, you know, obviously they're making a game, but I think it's also to help people get on track with their sleeping, hopefully.
Okay, so I'm reading a couple things that says, higher shiny Pokemon spawn rates for chances at higher ones. Feed Snorlax during the day.
Okay.
Get at least 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
That's never going to happen.
Okay, so it looks like none of us are getting shiny Pokemon ever.
Maybe Danny.
And then it says stack up on great biscuits.
So buy them.
Because I guess you would have to befriend that shiny Pokemon right then and there. Because you wouldn't encounter it again. It would be technically a different one the next time around. That makes sense?
Why wouldn't the same shiny still be there if all the Pokemon are supposed to be there till you befriend them?
Because I don't think it's technically the same Pokemon again, but the points carry over to the next one.
I don't know.
That's what I'm reading here.
I don't know nothing about anything.
I feel like after there's gonna be like a tutorial that gets dropped, and we're gonna have all the answers. You know?
Yeah. It says that the Snorlax can actually be shiny.
Really?
Yeah. You can't befriend it, but it can actually be a shiny.
What do you mean you can't befriend it?
Because this is
the main guy.
That's the main one. Yeah, you can't befriend the main one.
Imagine you get a shiny Snorlax. You're just chilling.
I feel like that would be the hard one to get because you only get a new Snorlax every 7 days. So
yeah, that would be nuts. Just for the 1 week, you're just like, yeah, no big deal. Got my shiny.
A shiny Snorlax. Yeah. I don't know. It's fun. I'm having fun with it. I would highly recommend people check it out. It is free to download in iOS and Android. So. Check it out. Nice Pokemon sleep talk to talk or start off the podcast. Hey, what does everybody have to drink? What do y'all bring to drink?
Danny?
Yeah?
What are you sipping on?
Hey.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm telling y'all to prepare for trouble and make it double.
Oh, you got your free mug in.
No, this is my old mug.
Yeah, for free.
For free.
Yeah.
This is not the mug from the... I still can't believe we somehow missed that. I never got the Team Rocket mug. But I did have this Team Rocket mug, and it's ginormous. I think it's like 40 ounces or something. It's ridiculous. It's a very large mug. Big coffee.
Oh, I would say at least two or three.
At least two or three cups of coffee that you could fit in this mug. And I do have coffee in there. Hold on. See it? Nice and creamy. Looks like, so I got...
Looks like mud.
It's what?
It's like looks like
mud. Mud-colored, I guess. It's like brown. Cafe.
I would say... It's mud.
What?
I think you're drinking mud. Yeah.
Wasn't it like some water company that was like mud water that they were advertising? You remember that? Yeah. That's right. I have coffee. Would you like to guess the flavor?
Fruity Pebble, Unicorn, Sprinkle, Tootsie Roll.
No.
Folgers.
Folgers?
Folgers non-flavored brand.
Is the flavor. It's just Folgers flavor. I have the one and only Peaches and Scream from Bones Coffee Company.
Seriously? Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
Seriously.
So this is a peaches and cream flavor, and then I put extra creamy oat milk in there. So it's a big, yeah, team cream kind of day. You remember?
Oh, it
cream.
Is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You
gotcha.
Remember. You remember. Anyway, pretty good in a big mug. So no big deal. Ground those beans myself this morning right at dawn.
By ground them, did you mean like you... Like they were getting too much of an ego and you had to ground them and bring them back down to
exactly. Mm-hmm. Had to humble those beans.
Kind of like a parent and be like, bean go to blender. Your room. You're grounded.
Yeah, you're grounded. You couldn't go outside and do nothing.
No TV or is for it like a week.
When you jump a car, like one of them has to be the ground.
The ground?
The grounded charge, right?
So you don't go boom?
Yeah. Zzz. Right? Am I wrong about that?
I have no idea. I would leave that to somebody else. Be like, I'm not going near anything electrical that could give me a little zippy zap. I'll let y'all deal with that.
Have you ever jump started a car?
No. I think you're correct. Based on like the physics class lesson, you got to have something so that it doesn't electrocute you or someone else when you touch something to something. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense. Not like that. No, I ground them beans in a little grinder. You know, a little, zzz, like a little blender, a little mini
bean
blender. Made of bean juice in a bean blender. So, yeah, peaches and scream. It's a spooky flavor, you know.
Yeah. Jordan, anyway. What do you got over there?
Oh, I'd say 2 or 3.
You got a little sweet, sweet?
I have.
You got a little sweet, sweet?
None other than my classic drink that I every week.
Classic.
Oh, okay.
Classic. Just your standard non-dairy muscle milk.
Okay. Non-dairy.
Non-dairy muscle.
Very
milk.
Specific.
Wait, why you don't like dairies or what?
You know, when you become an adult, most times your body stops needing that, and sometimes you develop a little bit of a lactose intolerance. But I can still eat a lot of cheese. I like cheese.
Big cheese
I do
guy.
Like milkshakes, but they do upset me. But I sometimes it's worth it.
Ice cream?
Yeah, it's hit or miss. I do enjoy ice cream if I can.
If you can.
If I can.
Interesting.
And then of course, so you know, I have an all day drink as well. Muscle. I got lemonade.
Ooh. A little
it's a lemonade hydration drink. It's a hydration drink. So I have my protein, I got my hydration.
Right. Are you booking up for Japan or what's the protein for?
No, I just usually I don't eat before this and then we talk for like 7 hours and
yeah,
then
a little of that protein in. I got
Yeah,
you.
I need some protein in here.
Very good.
I got you.
So, yeah. Nate?
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, I got that classic. Everybody loves it.
I knew you're going to love the water.
A friend to all, water.
Smart water.
But not smart water.
That's no,
smart.
No, no. I just reused the bottle.
Yeah, it's tap water.
Just reused the bottle. No. Yeah.
Is this no. real
you
life? Got,
you got to have water. You got to have water to live.
Yeah.
And right? you're all day Pepsi?
Yeah, well, hey, Pepsi Zero, okay?
Oh, sorry.
You got right. Pepsi Excuse Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, not Diet Pepsi this time?
It's just whatever the store has at the current time.
No, because those are very different. Because I feel like people get, like, weird about their diet versus zero. Like, that's a debate for some reason.
I don't care. I don't get into that, no.
Yeah,
just
it's got a little,
one
it's
or the
got
other
a little
is fine.
Different. The flavor's a little
it's
different.
It's got a little pizzazz.
Yeah,
to me, honestly, to
different.
Me, it tastes exactly the same for both Whoa. Diet and zero.
Really?
But sometimes the store will be out of stock on one of them. So I just get if I have the choice, I will pick up zero. If both of them are in stock, I will get zero every time. But I'm not gonna get upset if they all.
What about
caffeine
free?
I do have that as well. So like if I want like a little bit of that Pepsi taste at night,
yeah.
I'll get the diet caffeine free.
Oh, Pepsi. Right. What about caffeine zero?
Yeah. Do they have caffeine zero?
Caffeine free zero.
Pepsi Zero, caffeine zero.
But I'm always making sure that my water intake is high. That's number one priority is the water intake is high. So that's what I make sure I consume throughout the day is that water. So
very good.
Water.
Here we go. On the count of three.
Wait.
One, two, three.
I Hey yo, why you drinking like? Hey yo, why you drinking like that?
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
That was good. What is this? Non-dairy?
Non-dairy?
Didn't hit
the
system yet.
You know what
I do to...
Oh, my sweet, sweet.
That little bit of sweet, sweet there?
Yeah.
So what I do to annoy Marie is, like, when we come in from outside and it's really
drink
hot...
Drink like a 12-year-old?
I'll grab the drink, and then I'll just, you know, take a big, like...
That gave me the it.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
when he goes,
it's exactly what I do.
He goes to the fridge and gets his Gatorade.
But you gotta make sure you do it so loud,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I'm not.
I want everyone to know I'm taking a sip.
Yes,
right, exactly. And you have to get like the drops on your shirt.
Oh my god!
Just a couple.
Yeah. I just do that naturally when I drink water fast. It just always spills on me. I don't know how people don't spill when they drink.
It's because you got holes in your chin.
Yeah, something like that.
I see what you did there, because the holes in the chin.
What? I don't have holes in my chin.
Hey, Jordan, can I ask you a question?
If you have to.
Okay. What got Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And can I just say before you answer?
Nah.
Okay.
When we're in Japan, do we go off of the website, or do we go what really caught your attention at the actual Pokemon Center?
Oh my gosh.
I think maybe a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Okay. What's going to end up happening is we're all going to get a bunch of random stuff from the Pokemon Center and just do like a haul of all
it's
the stuff.
It's going to be our haul situation.
Like,
okay.
But while we're gone, there's a high chance that the next Funko figure comes out, another one of the little
what
resin
the
figures
that
comes
happen?
Out.
It could happen, yeah.
There's a lot of just random items that are going to drop, so it'll be so much fun.
But you know what? It's gonna drop when you're asleep, probably.
I know. It's going to be an issue, but not today. So last week after we did the podcast, of course, there was a little bit of a Pokemon drop. It was... It's kind of like the back to school collection, you know, stuff for school. It's the Pokemon Fundamentals. So there's different notebooks with like Pikachu on one. There's Pikachu and Mimikyu on another. There's Snorlax on one. There's a bunch of different types of backpacks and pencil cases. Even a Pikachu lunchbox, a Gengar lunchbox, a Snorlax lunchbox.
These are clean.
So, yeah.
So they have three key Pokemon, right? Pikachu, Gengar, Snorlax, and they just made like
they got
a Klefki? Whole line. Klefki!
Unfortunately, no Klefki.
Oh. You said key Pokemon.
That is true. You did say that, Jordan. You did say that.
You said that.
Oh, I said that? No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said
that.
You said, those are like the key Pokemon,
else.
Right?
Yeah, a few key Pokemon. No, Jordan said that. I didn't say that.
I did not say that. I'm being gaslit.
Sweet.
I just need my sweet sweet.
So yeah, a bunch of back to school stuff. I mean, hey, unless you're just looking for a notepad, a pencil case, a lunchbox, or a backpack of your own, you know, go for it.
Yeah, I was eyeing these because I really like a nice notebook. I got a lot of like little notebooks, but the $20 price tag for the notes is, I think, a little high. The bags
a little rough.
Bags are understandable because the pencil case is like $13. The backpacks, really nice looking backpacks, $65. But
yeah, there's two that are 50. There's some more regular looking backpacks.
Yes.
They also have the kind of like strap fold over backpacks that are a little more expensive.
Those ones look like outdoorsy, like backpacker style.
Yeah,
those are not called backpacks. Those are called day packs.
Day packs.
That's what it says right there.
Excuse me. I guess I can't use them.
It's a day pack.
But just as we were talking today, three new items dropped this morning. Two of which are Generation 3 and 4's mini exploration guides. One is $11.99, that being the Hoenn one, and one is $14.99, that being the Sinnoh one. Now, again, we talk about these here and there whenever they come out. Now, these are the really small, tiny little mini guides, exploration guides, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little mini,
yeah, little mini, like little tiny little pocket.
Couple inches
mini
tall
exploration
kind of situation,
guide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are up there if you're looking for that. But, you know, let's say your name was, I don't know, Nate. And and maybe one day you had the opportunity to commentate something and you needed to, you know,
wear
a suit or something nice and needed something little, something for your lapel area, you know. Well, they got another one of those connected keychain, not keychain, pins. It looks like a chain because there's a chain on it. There is, it's another one of those pins that's connected to another pin, which is an item that represents what the Pokemon or is relation to the Pokemon. Here, it is Meowth, which has a chain that connects to a gold coin. It has a, yeah, the chain's connected to it, and, Danny, you're going to make me throw up. What? Stop. Yeah, so it's $12.99, and yeah, if you know, I don't know, Nate, if you needed a,
if I was ever asked to commentate, I would say first off, I'd say thank you for that offer. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I would accept that offer, and then I'd go commentate.
Yeah,
and I would possibly wear this pin right here.
You say yeah, I accept possibly. Only if I can wear possibly. My Meowth pin with the amulet coin. On my lapel.
I mean, it might be a different pin, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know at the time what mood I'm in.
What's wrong with the Meowth?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Meowth, but it could be. I might want to go with the Slowpoke.
Why wouldn't you pick that one?
Why would I pick that one?
Because it's the best. It's good. It's the best one. You wouldn't pick that one?
Do you think maybe for just one round, they would let all three of us just commentate?
That would be so fun. We just
one,
jump in there.
One
it
round.
Would, here's the thing.
Oh, no.
That one would be a disaster.
It's, Whale Lord.
It would
Watch
be.
Out.
The numbers would be up. The comments would be up. We don't know what kind of comments, but they'd be up.
Yeah.
I think that would be really fun. I highly doubt that they would have us do that, but you know, there's always
like
hope.
guest commentators.
Yeah, just like a guest star for just one round. That's all we're asking. One round. Put us
yeah,
in.
One
coach.
Round.
Put us in.
Or put us on the floor to like do interviews with people.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
I'd do that.
That would
I'd do
be
that
so
too.
Yeah, that would actually someone. Be great.
Hey, did you win?
Nope.
Well, better luck next time.
Sorry.
See
I,
you.
I don't
see
talk
you
to,
at Pokemon Worlds 2024.
I don't talk to losers, so I gotta go.
Ew.
Ew.
I'd do it.
Yeah, that would
Pokemon,
be fun.
You know I want to do it. You know I want to. I know what's going on in the meta. I could do it. I could do mm-hmm. it. At least I feel like I could. I couldn't do it as good as everybody else is doing it right now, probably.
Just with practice, though, because all you need is a couple
practice.
Of,
I need a little bit of practice. Everybody that does it now is phenomenal, by the way. So
thank you.
Hats off to everybody that commentates right now.
Thank you.
Don't say thank you. You're not commentating.
I'm coming. Hating.
Dang. Based. Hey, did you guys get anything from the Pokemon Center?
I don't know.
I got this pin because I'm going to be commentating. I'm dropping that news right now.
Did you?
No, I'm not. That's what it would sound like if I was breaking the news to commentate, but I'm not commentating. Yeah. So leave that to the good professionals that are doing it.
Fair.
Right now.
Fair.
So.
That's so fair.
Thank you.
Let's take a guess here. Let's start with you, Danny.
Yep.
Let's see. Did Danny buy anything?
Single thing.
Did you buy anything?
I'm going to say no.
No? Yeah. You didn't buy anything?
No. No. You didn't buy anything.
Because I didn't. However.
No, not however. If, it's yes
no,
or no.
Let me say. There's an item in my cart.
Okay.
But it doesn't reach the $20 minimum. So, once I reach the $20 minimum, I'm going to check out with that item in my cart. But until then, I have nothing. What do you think the item is?
Who cares? Oh, it's probably like a pencil case or something.
What do you think?
It's either a pencil case or Meowth or something not from this week.
Hmm.
Or like lunchbox.
One scarlet and violet booster pack.
Really caught my eye. I have the Meowth with the amulet coin in my cart. I think that one's like one of the best ones they've done, to be honest. It's okay. Really, because it's like literally Meowth has an amulet coin on his face. Like that's like a part of the Pokemon, you know?
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
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 So they're just like born with it?
Yeah, they just got one built in. I guess. Okay. I wonder if they can take it off. Like, what would happen if they took it off?
Oh.
Yank it. I don't
know. You tell me.
So you got nothing.
I got nothing, yeah, currently.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Let me see.
I'll make mine sweet.
Okay. Sweet, sweet?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing for me over here. Although, I was considering that Snorlax Fundamentals fold-over backpack. Because I started thinking, and I was like, ooh, what if that's the backpack I use for Japan?
Oh, that's nice.
I use that one. However, I just haven't been able to test it yet, so I don't know if I'm going to like it for that long of a trip. The one I got now is like a hiking backpack that I use that I just absolutely love. So I think I'm just going to stick with what I have already.
Yeah, I've got my Loungefly, the big Loungefly, a regular size backpack that I got at Comic-Con like a while ago. And then I'm going to bring that smaller size one that we got from the Pokemon Sleep event. It's on the Pokemon. It's a Pokemon Center bag. It's that black one that's got the gym badges.
Oh, with
on
like all the Kanto Pokemon?
Yeah.
It's on like the inside? Yeah.
Yeah, the gym. I don't even know what that'd be called. Gym bag.
Wait, you're bringing two bags?
Well, yeah, because there's one that I'm going to bring for traveling purposes. It's got like my laptop and all that. And then the other one I'm going to have with like, if we're going on a day trip, walking around Tokyo or something, I'm going to put, you know, my camera and, like, water and stuff in that. You know, I don't need a big one.
Is anybody bringing, like, a fanny pack?
See, I would. I was thinking about, oh, you know what? I might bring a fanny pack, too. Yeah.
Are we going to be the fanny pack trio?
Do you have one you could bring?
I don't directly have one, but I'm sure I could.
Could you get one so we could all be wearing one?
Yeah, you want to get
one? That would be funny.
I usually wear mine cross-shoulder. Like, I don't wear it, like,
no,
on the
we have to wear it, like, down on
like
the waist.
That. I'm not wearing mine on the waist.
No, that's so much better. That's
Can
so
I get
cool.
the one that looks like a stomach?
Oh, I have one. I have one. Do you want me to
can
give you mine?
For can I borrow
yours?
Oh,
you could, yeah, you can borrow it.
You can
yeah, can I borrow
it
for the trip?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'll wear that.
Can we all, like, just wear them, like normal around the waist and just take, like, just pictures around Japan of us?
With our fanny packs.
With our fanny packs?
And like,
can we do
like
that?
A visor. I feel like we need like a visor and short shorts in the fanny pack and like
and
sunblock
sandals.
That's not all the way rubbed in on our face like that.
And a polo that's tucked in to our...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That our would shorts. Be perfect. We should do that. This is going to be the best.
Okay, we have to at least bring a fanny pack. Okay, that's
okay,
mandatory. Gonna... Everybody has to bring a fanny pack.
Yeah, Danny's
sure
bringing mine.
Yeah, I got. Okay. I straight up. My friend Alex got me this fanny pack that looks like a tummy. Like it's so disturbing. It looks weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. You're gonna love it. It's a hairy stomach, so get ready.
Perfect.
Buckle up.
Okay. All right. So we're bringing fanny packs.
Okay. It's confirmed. Locked in.
Done deal.
Bringing two backpacks and a fanny pack.
Uh huh.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Jordan, did you buy anything?
Did I?
I don't think you did. I can't see anything on here that you couldn't live without.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What did you get something?
Did you buy the Pikachu and Mimikyu Fundamentals Fold-Over Backpack?
That's so specific. Why is he walking away? He walked away.
Jordan has walked over to grab something, or not grab something. He might be tricking us because he did this last time, too, so... You got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are waiting for.
What do you
got get? Nothing.
I didn't get anything.
Oh, brother.
You didn't get anything. Okay.
These guys cheering. So nobody got anything this week. Rough week.
Nope. Nobody got
rough week. It's tough.
I mean, it's good stuff. You just nothing, yeah. Nothing that felt was
caught
needed right
eye.
Away.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Also, I don't know if this is a restock. I think it might be. But the Umbreon Sitting Cutie is back in stock.
Oh,
I think that was previously out of stock.
That's so random.
So if you were looking for an Umbreon sitting cutie, there you go.
Oh, look at him. 7-inch low sitting cutie. Oh.
Unfortunately, the Espeon is still sold out. So.
Oh, my goodness.
I have them both already. It's okay.
Oh, my God. It's sitting so cute.
I think that's where they got the name.
Yeah, it's sitting really cute.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, they get the name in Japan.
Hmm. However, that is it.
So called Fit.
For the Pokemon Center this week, however, it is not the end of the podcast. No.
Was that Splatoon?
We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! Welcome back, everyone, to a riveting episode of Real Breaking News, where we're breaking the real news for real. I used up all my breath, and I forgot what we were going to talk about. Pokemon cards.
How did you get lightheaded there for
a little bit? Honestly, I started seeing stars a little bit. Like the little bird chirpies around my head, the little chirp, you know. Chirp. Yeah, it was like that.
We are going to talk about Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I heard that.
Have you ever collected any before?
I have at some point. Yeah, I remember collecting some when I was a kid.
All right. Yeah. What was the very first Pokemon card that had the color blue on it that you ever saw in your entire life?
Squirtle.
You sure?
Yeah.
Positive.
No, but that's the most recent one that I like remember, you know what I mean? Like from as far as I can remember, and I'll tell you a little backstory on this. The Tooth Fairy. I had lost one of my tooths. No, yeah. You brought this up. The Tooth Fairy. All right. I had lost one of my tooths. Put my tooth underneath the pillow. Actually, we had this little special
Don't take any side streets. Just go down the main road and tell us the story.
No. Side street. We had a little pillow that had a special pocket in it for the tooth, right?
Okay.
So it's like a little heart-shaped pillow that you put your tooth in the little pocket, and then the Tooth Fairy would take the tooth and leave something underneath that pillow. It was like a little separate side pillow, right? So woke up in the middle of the night underneath my separate side pillow. No tooth. But one Pokemon base set booster pack.
Oh, hell yeah.
From the Tooth Fairy. And in the middle of the night, using the nightlight in the hallway, I opened up my Pokemon base set booster pack. Mm-hmm. And I specifically remember seeing a Squirtle in there. I do. You know, the one with the bubble beam? The bubble. Yeah. But in the night, because the nightlight, I couldn't really see the colors. So I didn't really know it was blue at the time, but I do remember seeing it.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
Squirtle.
Are you sure that was the first one?
No, I'm not confident, but I know it was
because
one
there's
of the
blue
ones
on every card.
Oh my God. On the back?
Yeah.
Well, that's cheating.
How's that cheating? It's the truth.
I thought you were talking about the front.
I never said the front. I just said it with blue on it.
You didn't. Now I feel silly. I feel foolish. Did you like my Tooth Fairy story, though?
No, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Well, okay. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for the podcast.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Yeah. Do you want to talk about all of the fun new Ruler of the Black Flame and Obsidian Flames Pokemon
Yeah,
cards?
I was going to talk about this Obsidian Flames here. Start off with that right here because if you head over to like the Pokemon.com website or there's images on Pokebeach.com, wherever you want to go to see these images, they've officially been revealed here, some of these images, that is. But we have images of the... What? Did we talk about this last week? Actually,
we talked about some of them.
We did talk about this last week.
Is it the Charizard EX or what? What are you looking at?
The Palafin. We talked about the Palafin last week.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did. So I mean, I thought we were talking about the cards revealed from Ruler of the Black Flame, which are probably going to be in Obsidian Flames. I don't know if they've actually announced any this past week for Obsidian Flames exclusively.
Yeah, I started talking about it. I was like, wait, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, the cloth, because they've got that really cool Palafin hero form illustration. That one looks amazing, by the way. Yeah, and then just a couple of the Decidueye, the Ice Q, fact that Maridon's getting another one is kind of funny. But yeah, we did talk about... Yeah, we talked about those. Remember we talked about the illustration Rare Charizard.
Yeah, Ruler of the Black Flame is the next set to be released in Japan, and it actually releases this Friday.
Ooh!
Yeah, releases this Friday.
I heard Friday?
Yeah, this Friday. July 28th is when it releases.
Hey, what's the big idea?
What?
What's the big idea?
About what?
There was no little sound, you know? We hit Friday, day after Thursday, right? There's no little, it's Friday, that one.
So Ruler of the Black Flame releases in Japan this Friday on July 28th.
Why are you doing this?
And if you want to head over to PokeBeach.com, you know we love them. Fantastic website. There is images of all the main set Ruler of the Black Flame. And I would just like to point out one specific card that I would like to talk about. One very specific one named LeChonk. And if you look at this LeChonk, it is done by none other than Tomokazu Kamiya.
Whoa.
Oh, it is beautiful. Goodness, wait, look at the baby.
It looks like it's walking down like some sort of wild sidewalk. And it's got all these flowers, some mushrooms growing off to the side. There's like the sidewalk kind of like goes up into the air, and then there's also like a river
on the side
that goes up into the air as well.
You know what it reminds me of is that episode of SpongeBob where they went to rock bottom and the street just like took a straight 90-degree angle down. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Except for it looks brighter in LeChonk Land.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's the same idea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would just like to point that out, Tomokazu.
Yeah, you know what's weird is like they didn't do the Oink Clone with Tomokazu. You just got like a special one-off feature on the LeChonk.
Yeah, and there's two LeChonks. The other one's not done by Tomokazu, but
the other one's just your standard, LeChonk.
But what other cards did that stuck out for you guys specifically? I mean, obviously that one for me, but there's plenty of other ones in here. Obviously Eevee making an appearance.
I like the unamused Bunnelby.
Wait, I don't remember seeing the
Bunnelby. Bunnelby's just sitting under a tree, just very unamused about anything.
The babies. I like the Togepi. I thought the Togepi was really cute. You see it with the tulips?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the little tulips. And the Cleffa. Oh, my God. I just like the babies, I think.
Yeah, Bonsly making an appearance again. It's been a while since we've had a Bonsly card.
So, yeah, a very long time since we've had a Bonsly card.
I feel like there's a lot of babies in this. Is it weird to anybody? Like, it just feels like, so they got the Cleffa, you got Togepi, you got Bonsly.
Right.
You don't see any, like, Elekid or anything. Oh, you got a little Toxel, a little baby Toxel.
That one's is Munchlax in this set? I don't think Munchlax is in this set, is it? No, I don't see a Munchlax.
No. Yeah, it just seems like they got a lot of little babies, you know?
One dragon.
One? Set. Oh, one. Altaria.
Yeah, that's it.
Only one dragon in the set. Interesting.
Interesting.
Umbreon is in the set as well. And Espeon, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the Tyranitar. I know we already talked about this, but the Terra-type Tyranitar. Mm-hmm. That one looks... It's almost, like, unrecognizable. Like, it looks... it's hard to read because of the crystals and stuff. And the color. But looks pretty cool. It's a little hat on. Pretty nice.
And we got Entei in the set as well. Trevenant, so, Shuckle.
Entei, there's also a Thundurus, and I don't think all three of them made, like, the three.
There's
why
no
is Suicune Thundurus in here? Yeah, why do they choose one? Like, they chose Entei from the Legendary Beasts, those three roaming beasts, and they chose Thundurus from the roaming genies, or whatever you call them.
See, you keep asking why, but you never ask why not.
That's so true.
I see what she did there, because why not? Why not's not in the set. Yeah.
No. Unfortunately, Wooper is. Yeah. Galarian. Or
we haven't
not
seen
Galarian.
A why not in a long time either.
I know. Where's
what the heck?
Why don't we see a lot of these baby Pokemon?
What the heck? They're going to make a whole collection. There's going to be like the baby collection. It's going to come back. Full set.
Now, most of these cards we're assuming is going to be a part of Obsidian Flames, which releases the week of Worlds.
Whoa. Yes.
Right?
I believe the August 11th of August. Yeah.
Yeah. August 11th is when it releases. However, if you would like to get a hold of these cards early, pre-releases start this weekend, the 29th of August.
This
so,
is true.
Head over to Pokemon.com, go to the play area. You can search by zip code to see where pre-releases are going on, see if there's one in your area, or you can just ask your local card game shop if they're holding an official one. But it is taking place this Saturday, or they start this Saturday, and then they'll go this weekend, and then they'll go the following weekend as well.
Saturday,
now,
Sunday, Saturday, Sunday.
This is very close to us flying to Japan.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to try to hit up a pre-release before they leave for Japan?
That's cutting it close. That's cutting it close. I'm genuinely going to try my best.
I think we're going to try as well.
Yeah. Hopefully there's ones that are at times that just work out, you know, in between. Because I know we're all, like, cramming with our videos and everything before. So hopefully,
yeah.
Fingers crossed. Generally, like, in the city that I live, there is more than one going on a given day. So hoping that I can go to at least one.
I think my local card shop is doing two in one day.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
So, like, back-to-back.
The so double feature. It's like the Barbie Oppenheimer situation. You
I think I'm going to try to do both of those.
Very good. Hit both of them back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
See if you can get your favorite Pokemon Charizard.
That's not mine. That's Marie's favorite.
Is Marie's favorite. Okay,
Marie's favorite. I just got to pull is that Lechonk, and I'm good.
The little baby.
Are you going to get,
like, a whole binder of, like, reverse Lechonks?
I just need one.
You just need one? You don't want, like, one? Multiple binder pages?
Two.
Well, technically, I need two. Yeah. I need one for the set binder, and then one for the other binder.
Then you need more, because you need the regular, the reverse, and then...
Yeah.
I just need one artwork, that's all.
Maybe there'll be another Best Buy promo of this Lechonk. Another one.
Can you only imagine?
Yeah. You're going to have it at Books A Million, the special Books A Million Lechonk promo.
Bam!
What do you think if they do decide to do like a GameStop or a Best Buy this time around, what Pokemon do you think it's going to be of?
Oh.
Because they did Lechonk the first time, and then what was Paldea evolved? Do you guys remember?
Did they do it for Paldea? I didn't get one.
Oh, they did Tinkatink or Tinkaton.
Oh.
Or Tinkatuff. One of those three.
One of them, yeah.
If I had to guess based on this set list, because this is probably like a, you know, it's obviously going to be a chunk of the Obsidian Flame set, not the whole thing.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I would, what?
So it's gonna be a chunk.
I would guess Paldea and Wooper or Eevee.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I could also see Greavord.
Yes, Greavord, new guy on the block. It's got multiple. Yeah, I think it's gonna be like a newer Pokemon or like a classic, like original. Greavord, I could see. I was thinking of Palafin.
Yeah, it definitely could be Palafin for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Only time will tell.
Now that I think about that, okay.
The punching one, the regular art.
It might be the Palafin.
My goodness, the hero form.
Hey, we'll figure out when time gets a little bit closer.
Stay tuned.
We'll know soon. Next up, we have just quick mention for anybody that likes playing the Pokemon video games, Scarlet and or Violet.
That's my favorite one, Scarlet and or Violet.
Scarlet and or Violet. You can get yourself a free Dark Terra type Charizard by going to the mystery gift option and then typing it in the code Dark Terra 000. Six.
Dark Terra 00.
The sixth Pokemon.
Wait, 00.
Does anybody have that
six?
On their bingo card? Dark Terra 0006.
0006.
Oh,
and then you
Jordan's
can also
bingo.
Use
bingo.
Code
what do
super
I win?
Duper.
Oh,
you got bingo.
Here, claim your beanie baby.
Let's
Yay.
Go.
And then All you right. can also type in code super duper
at
and
checkout.
at checkout, mm-hmm. and you'll get
an extra $10 added onto your order.
Yeah, it'll charge you more. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want, you can do that as well. So it's a nice deal.
Thank you, Danny.
That mm-hmm. is. I might have to check up on that one.
Write it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, nobody's going to do that, so.
Oh, what?
No.
Why do you say that?
I'm just saying, I doubt anybody's going to do it.
Well, if anybody does, you guys got to let me know. Tag me and share it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Use code super duper at checkout.
Next on the list, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
This is the part where we really need you to step in here. Okay.
I'm ready.
Because
Jordan, help.
No one can explain this better than you.
Thank All you. Right.
When it comes to Pokemon Go, more specifically, mm-hmm. Pokemon Go routes.
Mm-hmm.
What is a Pokemon Go route?
So Pokemon Go routes is how they're incorporating the Zygarde line of Pokemon in a way where they basically start off rewarding you with that base form, the dog form of Zygarde, I believe. Yeah. And once you get through like that first initial little bit of the challenge that it offers right there, you'll get access. You'll see that there, if you click, you know where you see the little three Pokemon in the corner? And you click that, and it'll say Pokemon Raid. You know, those are the two options. So that was a third option that says Route, right?
Route.
And it'll just give you kind of like an overview map of the area. And within a certain mile radius, it'll say if there's any already made routes nearby, which for me right now it says zero. And routes, once they are created or if you follow along them, is how you find Zygarde cells, which is used to obviously evolve Zygarde into the different forms.
Oh, it's like a treasure hunt. It's like a treasure hunt.
Kind of. So you can...
What?
Basically with creating these is you can go to... Let's say you have a path that you like to walk between Pokestops, right? Like, okay, I'm at this Pokestop, but if I go on this walk, I'm going to hit this one, and this one. So you can get to a Pokestop, start your route, go and walk, and then basically... however you want to end it, wherever you want to do it, and then you hit end, and create that would basically create one. And I believe from there, it'll publicly put it out there. It'll save it for yourself. And then the more that is walked on or used, I'm guessing that's how it generates more of these cells to be put there randomly on the map for you to find, or you just walk it and eventually, because I haven't been able to test it out, there's no routes near me, so it's either you find them and capture the little cells, or as you walk at the end it says you're awarded, you found blank amount of cells, you know. So that's what it's for.
It does. So I'm reading on the website right here, it says keep an eye out while you're exploring a route, you might come across a Zygarde cell. Zygarde cells are the components that make up Zygarde, the order Pokemon. Ooh. You can collect Zygarde cells in your Zygarde cube and use these cells to change Zygarde's form. Mm-hmm. Encounter Zygarde in the special research story from A to Zygarde.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's cute. Hopefully we can find some Zygarde cells.
So I wonder if, like, you submit a route, if it'll say, like, hey, this is Jordan Fringe's route.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Like, here is a route.
If I was like a business owner, I would for sure get on that right away and have people walk like directly in front of my coffee shop or whatever. Be like, I'm gonna make this route. A little pit stop right here.
Right into the coffee shop.
Yeah, directly. You got to go into the door and then back out. Yeah, I wonder how that does work. If it's like linked to your account in any way, like where other people could see it, or if it's just like anonymous person has made this route.
Yeah, people will only know if they could actually find them or make them.
Hmm.
So.
Right. Okay. Well, go out there and make a route.
Make a route. Zygarde. Do the routes.
Yeah.
Jordan, what else has been going on Pokemon Go?
Yesterday was one of those, I believe it was like a retro community day, where it was all Squirtle line based. So Squirtles were popping up everywhere.
Squirtle squads?
So if you missed your chance to get the, unless it was a different sunglass one than the last drop that we recently had for Squirtle, If you got the special research, you can get a sunglasses Squirtle. But in general, just a bunch of Squirtles, and obviously still having a chance of shiny. I ended up getting a few shiny myself, like, so I got the whole evolution line shiny now.
Wow, look for, at you.
Yep,
wow.
And I was big excited.
Lucky.
Big excited. But I also got to give this little device here the full big old test for the game, the Pokemon Go Plus. And this thing was vibrating off the charts, capturing stuff for me left and right, spinning Pokestops for me left and right, and it just didn't stop. It was going in. In fact, it captured two shinies. I was waiting to find more shinies, but I realized I looked like, oh, it already captured me a couple shinies I didn't even know about until
what?
I looked. I think I captured somewhere near a mixture of playing myself and having this just going off, and I can see on the screen that it's like, okay, it's going to go for this Squirtle. Hey, it's going to go for this Pokestop, like kind of telling me what not to click on because it's already trying to do something with it. I think I caught somewhere around like 200 to 300 Squirtle.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was crazy.
How was your bag storage? Did you have to...
Oh, it's great. It's so great. My bag storage is really high. My bag storage is really high because
you
want to know why?
I got like four open spots. There's no way I could even
use
it.
Yeah, no, I keep having to delete some. I'm like, oh, sorry. Hey, professor would like to take a look at this one. I don't got room.
But you want to know what's been good this past week since we've complained about the berry situation? Is there's been two separate occasions where they have sold packages with a lot of berries. And you know... And you know who took advantage of buying up a bunch of big old berry bundles?
You bought berry bundles?
You want to know the amount? You want to guess the amount of berries I have right now?
How many berry bundles did
you
buy?
Are we talking total berries or a specific one?
I'll go through them. All right, how many raspberries do you think I have?
Maybe like 100.
I'm going to go 250.
300.
Why do you have so many berries?
How many
I delete those
nana berries do I have?
You don't need those. Toss them.
I was 295.
Oh, geez, Jordan, toss those. You don't need
those. How many pineapple berries do
I
have?
I keep five on me at all times.
Pineapple? I'm going to say you got 50.
I'm going to say 500.
I have right under 500.
I knew it.
How many golden raspberries do I have?
I'm going to say 50.
You can't buy those, though.
No,
can
you can't. I only have 25 of them.
Oh.
And then I have two silver pineapple berries, but... I loaded up on berries. You don't want to know how many Pokeballs I have. It's
like 1,000.
All right.
I have close. So between Pokeball, Great Ball, and Ultra Ball, I have around 2,000 balls.
Jordan,
I'm ready to play. I am ready to play. I am a Pokemon Go player.
Yeah.
Now,
are you playing? You playing in Go Fest when you're in Osaka, Jordan?
I sure hope I am.
Sure hope
None of us
so.
Have passes to it.
I sure hope so.
Yes.
I mean, I might be around the area
We're
outside
We're
going
to be in
gates.
Osaka during GoFest, and none of us have passes to it.
Nope.
I might be just walking around hoping I get lucky.
Yeah. Hoping
we'll to watch
one
everybody
random
else play.
Pokemon will show up.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys trade me? What'd you get? Can you trade me?
You guys got a spare pass.
So, yeah, I'm good. And, you know, I passed level 33. And you keep telling me that it's so hard to level up. I am now almost halfway to 34.
Well, if you buy 2,000 balls and you get all these extra
things. Also spinning a lot of Pokestops thanks to my Pokemon Go Plus.
And tell us how often is that thing vibrating?
Constantly. If you're out and about. It's weird because like I had to go to the mall. This is where I was playing for this event. I had to go to the mall to shop anyway to get some shorts for the trip and stuff like that. And it wasn't really, you know, on the drive there, it wasn't really like doing anything, right? Go to the mall and it's going crazy. It's getting a bunch of stuff. But then my drive home, nonstop, the entire drive home, every time it finished, it would start again trying to either capture a new Pokemon or spin a stop that I was driving past the whole time up until I got to an area where there is no Pokestops when I started getting closer to where I live. And it just would not stop the entire time. So I'm listening to my music, and then all of a sudden, like in my hoodie pocket, all I feel is you know, like that the entire time, which is cool because then I open up my app and it's like, wow, look, I got like 50 new Pokemon. That's crazy.
But also, to make note, you can't shut off the vibration either.
No, you can't shut off. You can't shut off the vibration. The only thing you can do is silence Pikachu if you want. But yeah, the vibration, I don't find the vibration overly annoying, because there were times when I'm like, oh yeah, I could definitely feel it or hear it, but there were times it was going off, I did not hear it or feel it at all, and I just looked at it and I checked my pocket and it's going off.
And I understand that. I agree in a situation like that, but I think if you were walking down the street in, let's say, Tokyo.
Yeah, it's going to go off constantly. The entire time.
Then I think you would be annoyed.
Yeah, luckily I could just unpair it if I'm annoyed. You know, I could just hit unpair real quick and it will just turn it off.
Yeah, it would just be nice to be able to use it without having
passively.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't make that a feature to where you can shut that off.
That is really odd.
Who knows? They could update it.
Is it a software thing? That's the thing. We don't know.
I mean, it could be. Well, I mean, the fact that it's not, it's just like when it's idle, is there any functionality on it that it doesn't vibrate with? Because I feel like they could just program that in.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that could be fixed.
Yeah, on the software part.
Yeah, because it'll just put, maybe it'll put options on here for the Go game, and I can just go in there and mess with the option to turn off vibration, and then it will just send signals not to trigger what triggers the vibration.
Hopefully.
Or something. I don't know how this works, man.
I don't know. Yeah, there's some kind of science stuff.
They just tell me to buy it, and I'll buy it.
Yay. I have one. I haven't used it yet, though.
It's cool. I've been using it to track sleep. Yeah, that's what I mainly use it for right now, is to track sleep. So, I wake up, I'll use my track sleep when I open up Pokemon Sleep, and then I'll close that, go to Pokemon Go, pair it with that, and then it will use my sleep data that it tracked as well and give you rewards in Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
you'll get like a heart with your buddy or some random things here and there.
2-for-1 special. You don't got to sleep twice to get the bonuses on the two different apps. You just sleep once.
My bag is already full. I'm constantly deleting stuff, though.
See,
I don't know if
I
have any more stuff.
My bag space goes up to 3,700.
What are you doing, dude?
And my Pokemon currently can go up to 1,350.
I love to like imagine like the actual size of that if you had a backpack filled with 3,000
items. Listen,
I
need these items.
She's like, I need 500.
Because now I'm not going to be in a situation like last time where it's like, hey, you have like a couple days to get you 77 berries. Oh, I can't get any berries. So now I can. I have the berries. But there was a good deal. It was like, you get a bunch of berries. And I'm like, I like berries. How often do they sell berries? Not often enough.
Not berry often.
So I hoarded up. All right, we're moving on. That's Pokemon Go.
That's
kind
it?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for sharing.
All right.
Yeah, anytime.
What's next? Oh, this we got the anime.
Yeah.
Anime.
Yeah,
so
San Diego Comic Con was this past week.
Anybody go to Comic Con?
Nope.
Nope.
Well, that was
I would have went. I didn't have a pass.
I didn't have a pass.
You know,
either.
Did you know if you want to go as media? Because I went as media to New York Comic Con in 2017. Mm-hmm. But to apply for the San Diego Comic Con media pass, if you're like a media outlet or creator or whatever, the application ends in January. Like, you have to apply by January.
Yeah, it's really early
to like get in to then be able to apply a couple months later. Mm-hmm. But it's in July. I missed the application.
Hey,
and I couldn't get a
better luck
pass.
Next year.
They sell out, like the regular ones, they sell out so fast. Anyway, we didn't go to Comic-Con, but we heard about Comic-Con.
Yes. Pokemon held its first ever panel.
Heard about it
at Comic-Con, talking about the anime, and a little bit of news dropped about the anime. Pokemon New Horizons is on the horizon, coming out very, very soon. And you can actually get an early look at the first episode. It's the first 10 minutes of the episode, and it is up on Pokemon's official YouTube channel right now. So if you want to go give that a watch of New Horizons, it's the brand new anime for Pokemon. This is the first time, in
Pokemon
ever,
Horizons.
Right, that we're kind of having like a brand new anime
where
it features new lead characters. But then also, Pokemon to be a Pokemon master.
Which is
like the last like group of episodes for Pokemon Ultimate Journeys. It's like wrapping up kind of Ash's story.
It's and his final little arc.
Yeah. That'll be available on Netflix September 8th.
Which is just 8th? A beautiful date, you know, when you really think about it, because 25 years to that date, the show premiered in the U.S. September 8th.
That's really cool. That was definitely intentional. Like, they were like, all right, we
they were waiting for that. They were like, yeah, hold off, wait.
Specifically 25 years on the date.
Yeah.
That
blows
was
your
it.
Mind, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's September you couldn't 8th. End it. You couldn't end it more beautiful.
That is beautiful.
It's Friday.
Oh my God.
It is. That is actually a Friday.
It is. That's why I played it.
Oh, I hate it here. Oh my gosh. This is the worst.
Enjoy having that in your head for the rest of the day.
I can't. Or not.
Or not.
It can't
would
get
you like
stuck
another
in
one?
My head. No.
Hey.
I'm good on that.
It's a two for Tuesday.
Is it free? Is this one free?
Today's yeah. Monday.
I could go for it.
Okay, it's a two for Tuesday. It's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's more for your buck Monday.
Two for Tuesday can be on any day though, right?
No, it's got to be on a Tuesday.
But the name of it is two for Tuesday.
So do you only get it on the Tuesday, but you can redeem it now?
No,
no. You get it now and you redeem it on Tuesday.
We hold two for Tuesdays on Mondays.
Why?
Because the Tuesday's part of the name. It doesn't represent what day of the week it is.
I mean, I see what you're going for.
Yeah.
I don't. Anyway, I'm tired of this.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about Friday. I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
Pokemon Horizons looks great.
Go check it out. 11-minute
preview on YouTube.
Go check it out. Won't,
Friday,
no spoilers or anything
Friday,
like that.
Gonna get down on Friday.
Hey, I said you'd have that stuck in your head, and you didn't believe me. You said no, it wouldn't be stuck in my head.
I'll tell you what, nothing can get stuck in my head worse than the Peaches song from that Bowser was singing in the Mario movie. Jordan, where'd you just go?
I just didn't want to hear you talk anymore.
Oh, all right.
All right. Hey, let's talk about worlds.
Yeah?
Let's talk
we're
about
going.
Worlds. Yeah, we are going.
Technically.
We'll talk about that here in a minute. There's a few little pieces of information here that we got to discuss. One of the things is that
I think
we talked about this last week on the podcast. We announced it last week on the podcast, and we're going to unannounce it this week.
Oh, reverse. Uno reverse the announcement.
Reverse.
So the
take
Pokemon
it back now, yo.
The Pokemon opens.
Yes.
You know, we're kind of you get points for the next season. Takes place at Worlds. Yeah, that's been canceled.
Okay.
So that's not happening.
It's just canceled.
The Pokemon opening at Worlds is not happening.
Okay, so it is officially Pokemon closed.
Yes.
The Pokemon open. So. That was like kind of like a really random. We saw a tweet, right?
Yeah.
It was just like, it was very like brief, blunt. They're just like, hey, unfortunately we have to cancel this event that we were playing, the Pokemon Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like shortly after the announcement of it as well.
Yeah, it was odd. Yeah, within 2 weeks for sure. It's probably within. Yeah, because we talked about it, and then like a couple days ago.
Yeah, it was like
said it wasn't happening.
No more.
It's very odd. So nobody really knows what's going on with that, but they did say that it's not happening, so I guess we just have to accept that. I think there was a bit of, I don't want to say drama, but some people were already like planning trips and stuff to go there, and then it's kind of like a weird thing for them to just drop.
Yeah, and they didn't give a reason why, and so I don't know. I'm not going to say it's a certain reason because I don't know. Nobody knows for sure. But just keep in mind that has been canceled. And speaking of kind of like along that lines of
cancellations
of items or things being canceled, there is a merch at Pokemon Worlds.
Wait, did somebody say merch?
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Nobody, no merch? Okay.
That's fine. I thought merch was going to come. Wait, merch isn't coming with us to Worlds? I thought.
Well, we don't know.
Merch is busy packing his clothes.
So merch is going to go, though.
I mean, he thinks he is.
Merch is currently at Hollister buying a pair of jogger shorts.
Yeah.
Cargo joggers.
I'm sure merch will make an appearance.
Interesting.
There's two items at the Pokemon World Championship pop-up Pokemon Center that have been canceled. Or I don't know why they're not having them. Maybe
they're no longer on the list.
Yeah, they're either way.
Sorry, you're not on the list.
One of them is the Deck Box Yokohama 2023.
Okay.
That's for 500 yen. And then the Double Deck Box Pokemon World Championships 2023 for 1,527 yen. However, there still will be the World's 2023 TCG deck box available for 500 yen.
Right.
Okay.
So yes, the one, the stuff that'll lead you to that promo card are still going to be there.
Okay.
These were two
regular deck boxes.
Right. These were two side items in addition that are no longer going to be there.
But that is odd because I don't know. They typically always, even at like the NAIC and stuff, they always have those double deck boxes. Is it that style one? Like
could have been a production issue.
Yeah. Man, that's weird because that's like something. I feel like some people are actually going to be bummed about that because I know I personally have a few of those.
I usually get them too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so they'll probably still have the sleeves. I mean, it's probably just a weird production thing then.
Interesting. But it is a long list, and we've talked about this list on the podcast before. There is a long list of merch items, and they did show pictures of the figures or the little statues that are going to be there of Pikachu, Sprigatito, Fuecoco, and Quaxly.
The little guys. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped about these.
So the Pikachu has like a little ramen bowl.
Mm-hmm. It's holding above its head. It's just like running around with the ramen.
The Quaxly, is that like a teapot that the Quaxly has?
Either that or like a cookie jar or something? Like some sort of jar or tea.
You know, if it's going based off of that art that they've had that they've announced with it, I think it is tea. But it doesn't appear. Yeah, it must just be a teacup. It's probably on the other side.
Yeah.
Because I know for sure Sprig had that weird little kebab thing and then Fuecoco did have what it's holding as well in that other art. So it must be tea.
I think they're
now,
all
awesome. I said that you could get the Pikachu and not get the three starters, and that makes sense. But you can't just get, like, Sprigatito and not get Fuecoco and Quaxly, too.
I totally think you could do that, 1,000%. Look at Fuecoco with the little sushi and the onigiri.
Right, and I agree. That's probably the coolest one out of the three.
You
mean a jelly donut?
Yeah, jelly donut. My bad. Yes, the jelly donut. I love jelly donuts.
Look, jelly donuts.
It would be really fun if, like, on like a description of that, just like the
English
translation.
It says not jelly donuts.
English translation of it. No, it just says that it's holding jelly donuts. Like that would be comical. I think that would a little insider joke.
Right. For those who just are in the know, who know about 4Kids translation dub.
Right. So I'm not sure what Sprig's holding. Maybe like a little dessert thing.
Yeah, a little dessert kebab.
Looks like a little cake pop with three cakes on it. With three cake pops on the same pop. But these are so freaking cute. Personally, I think I could get Pikachu and Fuecoco and not get the other two. I'm just leaving that out there.
Personally, I need them all.
Personally, I'm probably going to get them all. Depending on the size. What are you saying, Nate?
I think I like all of them, right? Like I got the Pikachu one displayed back here from London.
Yeah, it's super cute.
So I would definitely like all of them. It's a room issue.
Yeah,
like fitting them in the suitcases because they do come in a pretty bigger box.
I think
sounds like you just need to. Get a second suitcase. Dun-dun.
We're coming with four.
Sounds like you gotta leave with five.
All of us are in this same boat. We're like, I'm straight up gonna do the thing where I like bring empty suitcases and fill them up and then just go back with full suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all in agreeance on that. Yeah, I think it's 100%. Really going to come down to like how much we acquire on our little journey before going to Worlds.
Yeah, that's like, going to be we really have to stop each other when we're traveling to like, yeah, hey, do you really need that type of thing? Because this is going to be our first. This is all of our first times in Japan, so it's going to be interesting for sure when it comes.
I'm going to weigh my suitcase at the end, and it's going to be like 1,000 pounds.
Like
it's going to be an extra charge. Like I don't care.
There's a vending machine, a Pokemon vending machine, like literally as we step out of the gates at the airport. So before we even leave the airport, there's a Pokemon vending machine.
We're already going to be tempted.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you just got here and you're waiting, but like, look at this. Look, we can buy this right now.
Yeah, no, it's going to be.
Want this plushie? I get it right now.
Someone that's been helping me a lot with things in Japan and like what to do, where to go, what to see is Al Creamy Sunday. So I want to give a special shout out to Al Creamy Sunday on Instagram, YouTube, wherever, TikTok. Go follow Al Creamy Sunday. Love the content. Super knowledgeable about all this stuff. And I got to hang out with Al Creamy Sunday in New York, and I was so excited because I'm a huge fan of their content. So go. Yeah. Go check out Al Creamy Sunday.
I'm excited to hang out with them in Japan.
Yeah, I know.
It seems like they're in the... I'm so excited to see all of the things. But I think like having somebody who also just knows about a lot of the cool stuff like that, like straight up pointed out to you that there was a vending machine in the airport, right?
Yeah, that news came from her.
I would not have known.
Literally texted me and was like, hey, on your way out, make sure you get this before you go anywhere.
Yeah, that's like pro tips. That's nice. The insider scoop.
Also, a couple other things about Pokemon Worlds. The cruise opened up
to
where you could fill out the form to potentially be able to get on the cruise.
Yeah. That one seemed a little more like ambiguous with whether or not you'd actually get a slot. Because I think if I remember, so you register, right? You fill in your information. It's like, all right, you're registered. Now, note, this registration does not mean you get a spot on the cruise. It means we have your info, and if you show up on that day, I think it's like a first-come, first-serve thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I imagine every single day there's going to be a nice long line snaking around wherever that registration is.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so.
But at least you have that, I think, which may put you a little bit ahead of somebody who didn't fill out that form, like... There's something there.
Jordan, did you fill it out?
Nope.
You better get on that.
Yeah. What day did you pick? We're keeping that top secret.
Did we? I don't think you picked a day, did you?
You had to pick a day and a time. Yeah.
I honestly, I do not remember what day I picked then.
It's going to be a hot mess express for sure.
I think maybe I picked Friday.
I think I picked Saturday.
I definitely would have picked Friday or Saturday. If I remember correctly. And I know my wife Maria is listening to the podcast going, oh, Nate, why didn't you tell me I haven't registered? Don't worry. I registered for you. So you're all set, taken care of.
He has no idea which day or time.
I don't know which day. For me?
Going in blind.
And yes, Jordan, you know what? You're in luck. I did do it for you. So don't even worry about it.
Let's go, dude.
Also.
How many alsos are we going to have?
Also, and we talked about this, the drink and ice shop by Pikachu Sweets in Yokohama is popping up. We talked about this in the past. There'll be a limited time pop-up store throughout Yokohama, World Celebration event. They're going to have special items. Mm. And the items include Pikachu's tail-like Pika Pika pineapple juice.
Ooh.
Okay, all right.
Which comes in a little
pouch. Pika pineapple.
That is shaped like Pikachu's tail.
Okay, cute.
Right.
There is an ice cube, chili ice cube, slightly salty soda flavor.
Right, right.
Is it like actually regular soda? Just wait, what?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. There is the Pika Pika drink and ice cubes chili ice cube set.
Ooh.
By
what
Pikachu
is with these
Sweets.
Names, dude? Wait, can you say that again?
No.
The chili ice cube ice set?
This is the Pika Pika.
Pika Pika.
Drink and ice cues chili ice cube set by Pikachu Sweets.
Is it a drink or is it ice cube set?
I think it is a ice cube set.
Not a drink.
It's a set of ice cubes.
Got it.
Right.
That's actually kind of cool. But wait, why would you get that from a booth that is supposed to have like sweets
at
it?
You put drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's also the Pika Pika drink set.
Okay.
By Pikachu Sweets.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then there is the Pika Sounds Pika like summer set. Pika Pika summer set by Pikachu Sweets.
How fun. I want to go snag some sweets
from the I put a little thing there in our chat that has pictures on there as well. If you want to see pictures, head over to sarahbee.net. Sarah B, another fantastic website that we love, but you can see pictures there of the little pineapple juice, I believe.
That's literally exactly how I envision the Pikachu tail. Like one of those like travel, like collapsible plastic bottles.
You know I'm
bottles.
Saving that. You know I'm
yeah,
saving
oh my
that.
Gosh. 1,000%. I'm saving
and
you
then the ice cube right
there,
I think is literally just an ice cube that you can refreeze.
You're right. It's got like a little penguin body, like maybe like a 2D kind of penguin body on
it. So it would be like up. It would probably be upside down in your drink, like it's stuck
yeah,
almost.
I agree. It's like upside down with the little with its feet up in the air, and then there's a really cool straw too. With the, I mean, it's a regular straw, but with like a little attachment on it with a Pikachu keychain looking thing, almost straw chain. Nice.
And then it also has the locations. There's three different locations.
Oh yeah, I see. I wonder how close these are to each other. I would assume they're all like in the general vicinity of where Worlds is, but like
I would assume so
maybe
as
at,
well.
Like opposite sides, or like maybe one in the center and a couple on the outskirts.
It perhaps. Starts as early as August 5th, and goes the latest till August 14th. So fifth floor of the Landmark Plaza is August 5th. That's the first one to start.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So that one starts on Saturday the 5th. The other ones don't start until Tuesday the 8th.
Yeah.
I did that. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for the exact locations, we're seeing it on Sarah B, but I'm sure that information is also on like the Pokemon Worlds page with the Pikachu Sweet stuff. Drink and ice shop.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, we're for sure getting the Pikachu tail, pineapple juice with the little ice cube.
Got to get it all.
Yeah.
All of it. Got to get all of it.
I hope it has like a branded thing on, because you know it doesn't appear to have like any Worlds or like Pikachu Sweets branding on it, but I'm hoping on the other side it does, like have a little logo or something.
That would be nice if it at least had like a date or something, like a year. But mm-hmm. at the same time, we know this specifically only comes from Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
And if you don't know, now you know.
But that's it.
That's it.
That's it for the discussion this week.
Huh.
Yeah, that's it. But you know what? Just to remind everybody that starting next week, the next three episodes will take place from Japan. The first two episodes, the first 2 weeks, it will be of us traveling throughout Japan. We're literally going to stop wherever we're at.
We're going on an adventure.
And then record a podcast.
Tour.
Yeah, world tour. We're going to film a podcast right there, wherever we're at. All of us together in person, which is going to be really, really interesting. And then that third week is going to be us at the Pokemon World Championships. And I believe we are going to be doing it at a creator desk.
Yes, that's the idea.
Go.
That's the idea, yes. Which I believe the creator desk is going to be in the main play hall area. So,
can't beat that.
Like last year.
I'm assuming that's where they would put the creator desk. I'm assuming.
Yeah,
I don't know
we haven't. Sure. There's like a little bit like mystery with that. We haven't gotten all of the details on the creator desk. But yeah, the setup for
but that's
last
where it was
year,
last year. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was effectively like the same setup as the commentator desks that they had, which is actually really cool because it was like right there, like right below, right before you walk down to the, like,
yeah,
the actual arena, like the bleachers and all that.
That was a good setup they had last year.
Yeah,
great setup.
Very cool.
And then also, please keep in mind, usually this podcast goes up on Wednesday. However, next week, it will not go up on Wednesday. I believe it's going to go up on Friday or Saturday next week. So a little bit later because we're flying to Japan. And then once we're in Japan and settled in, then we're going to record the episode while we're there together. And then it'll get uploaded. So it'll be a little bit later next week, but it will happen. And then should be regular times the two following weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. So
I think that, yeah, that makes sense.
Makes the most sense, I believe. That makes sense.
Well, all right.
I can't wait. You know what? I have a feeling you're going to hear about some like unhinged like travel story. Like somebody, I don't know, something happened with some. There's going to be some kind of fun event. It's
no, that
be
makes
eventful
sense.
Trip. Yeah,
something that makes sense. There will most likely be guests on the podcast. I believe, and I've already talked to him. I believe Bear Walker is making a return to the podcast in person.
In person.
In person, we can talk to him about that exclusive Pokemon World Championship skateboard that is 100% going to be sold out.
Yeah, yep.
That's a good one.
Rob,
that's
we're
a good
going
one.
First day. Like that's a given. Like that
I'll
one
get
is.
My hands on it.
Like,
no matter
you're coming
what,
home yeah. with me. You're coming home with me. That's
going to
be put
that's
on my
must.
Wall.
That's a must for sure.
So
how do
good.
We, hopefully, that fits in a suitcase.
I'm gonna test my suitcase with the size of the London. Packaging,
yes, please do.
And I'm gonna and make sure that fits in there well, and that'll tell me if I have the right size luggage or not.
Yeah, you know what I found? Because I have one very large luggage that I've all like if I've ever needed a large luggage, mm-hmm. it's been there for me.
Mm-hmm.
My skateboards that I have, the packaging that I have for the I believe it was the Jolteon one that I tried in there, it did not fit. It was the board was too tall. It's very tall.
Yeah, well, this one has no wheels.
Yeah, but the Jolteon one, it's like a regular. It's the wood, like the size of the wood was too long.
Yeah.
Oh, well, did you try with the box or without the box?
With the box and without the box.
Oh, if it didn't fit without the box, that might be a little worrisome.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But yeah, my suitcase, it was like my biggest suitcase that I have. So I'm like debating on whether or not to buy like a very long, like a very, very tall suitcase or doing some weird thing where you like saran wrap it to the outside of the suitcase.
Yeah,
or
I talked about that
it's
in
just,
chat.
You know, yeah. It's just your overhead compartment item on your flight, you know?
Yeah, if they let you walk on with it. Because I usually bring a backpack.
Get
in,
a
like,
duffel bag. Put it in a duffel bag.
Now, I know you can walk on with it as your carry-on because that's what Bear did last year. Bear walked on with one last year, and that was his overhead.
Yeah, it's in the box, you know, too.
I wonder if they would let you put it if you had it sticking out the top of your backpack.
Probably not.
I would say...
Would they let it slide?
If that's in your overhead, maybe.
Yeah. If it's
not
overhead,
for,
maybe.
Not for
personal
your personal item.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Right.
Right.
Okay. We'll figure this all out.
So, yeah, measure it out. Measure your suitcases.
Welp. Guess I'll...
Good luck.
I'll see you two next time.
Yeah, well, I'll see you all in Japan. Technically LA first, but...
Well, yeah, but we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you are listening on, let's say... I don't know, Apple Podcast?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Hey.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts, and we'll see you all next week. A little bit later. Huh? Right here on...
You guys.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.